I don't know, she said, but that looks like a dinosaur to me.
Stone shook his head. Impossible.
Why?
Alice Levin said. It could be a leftover or a remnant or whatever they call them. Stone continued to shake his head. Alice was uninformed. She was just a technician who worked in the bacteriology lab down the hall, and she had an active imagination. Stone remembered the time when she thought she was being followed by one of the surgical orderlies.
You know, Alice Levin said, if this is a dinosaur, Richard, it could be a big deal.
It's not a dinosaur.
Has anybody checked it?
No, Stone said.
Well, take it to the Museum of Natural History or something, Alice Levin said. You really should.
I'd be embarrassed.
You want me to do it for you? She said.
No, Richard Stone said. I don't.
You're not going to do anything?
Nothing at all. He put the baggie back in the freezer and slammed the door. It's not a dinosaur, it's a lizard. And whatever it is, it can wait until Dr. Simpson gets back from Borneo to identify it. That's final, Alice. This lizard's not going anywhere.
Second iteration. With subsequent drawings of the fractal curve, sudden changes may appear. Ian Malcolm. The shore of the inland sea. Alan Grant crouched down, his nose inches from the ground. The temperature was over 100 degrees. His knees ached, despite the rug layer's pads he wore. His lungs burned from the harsh alkaline dust. Sweat dripped off his forehead onto the ground. But Grant was oblivious to the discomfort. His entire attention was focused on the 6-inch square of earth in front of him. Working patiently with a dental pick and an artist's camel brush, he exposed the tiny L-shaped fragment of jawbone. It was only an inch long, and no thicker than his little finger. The teeth were a row of small points and had the characteristic medial angling. Bits of bone flaked away as he dug. Grant paused for a moment to paint the bone with rubber cement before continuing to expose it. There was no question that this was the jawbone from an infant carnivorous dinosaur. Its owner had died 79 million years ago at the age of about 2 months. With any luck, Grant might find the rest of the skeleton as well. If so, it would be the first complete skeleton of a baby carnivore.
Hey, Alan!
Alan Grant looked up, blinking in the sunlight. He pulled down his sunglasses and wiped his forehead with the back of his arm. He was crouched on an eroded hillside in the Badlands outside Snake Water, Montana. Beneath the great blue bowl of sky, blunted hills, exposed outcroppings of crumbling limestone, stretched for miles in every direction. There was not a tree or a bush, nothing but barren rock, hot sun, and whining wind. Visitors found the Badlands depressingly bleak, but when Grant looked at this landscape, he saw something else entirely. This barren land was what remained of another very different world, which had vanished 80 million years ago. In his mind's eye, Grant saw himself back in the warm, swampy bayou that formed the shoreline of a great inland sea. This inland sea was 1,000 miles wide, extending all the way from the newly upthrust Rocky Mountains to the sharp, craggy peaks of the Appalachians. All of the American West was underwater. At that time, there were thin clouds in the sky overhead, darkened by the smoke of nearby volcanoes. The atmosphere was denser, richer in carbon dioxide.